We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Martin Luther King Day.
Absolutely, and do some act of service for someone. We know that Dustin has served us well. Thank you, Mr. Dustin Rhodes, our executive producer.
Ryan Pace seems like a nice guy. He's got great hair. I'm very jealous.
And Ray, bless you, kind sir. Thanks a ton for all your help.
Go Rams.
And I believe Jordan Maley was in helping out today. Jordan, thanks a ton.
South Slider.
South Slider. And we've got both Dan and Layla, always a joy, guys. Happy holidays. And pardon me, which, of course, is something we're going to be hearing a lot of people saying in the next couple of days.
Morning, Dan and Layla.
Is there one in the offing for you for something we should know about?
We're not discussing that.
Yeah, I could get one for federally bad sports takes. I didn't know that was necessary, but I'm here for it.
Listen, I'll take one. It doesn't matter if I haven't done anything. I feel bad about everything I've done, even if it's nothing bad.
Well, that's what confession is for, right? I don't know if there are monks selling indulgences. If that was, you know, back in the day, that was a thing. Where you could, if you went to the right place, you'd buy an indulgence or two to get around.
Apparently, everything's for sale, Dan.
I guess so. I love the debate going on right there. You're just talking about, like, even the former president's access to, like, traditional access to classified information. Everyone's like, no, that would probably be sold immediately. So they're saying just none of it gets read anyway. So give him bad information and then follow it and see where it ends up and see what it gets sold for. But that's
set a trap.
Like right. Yeah. Or just like, don't even worry about it because it's probably not going to get read anyway, or it's going to get sold. So I think the Spanish idiom you were looking for, Mully, is huevos de piedra instead of manos.
I was trying not to say cojones, to be honest with you, Dan.
Well, that's why I switched the idiom to huevos de piedra. And the fact is, this fine line between genius and idiot, didn't we live this already? Didn't we have Oompa Loompa and Santa's sleigh? And didn't we have all of the giddy joy of this and then have it descend into whatever it descended into?
Well, that's when things were good. When you're 12 and 4, right, you can name plays after, you know, Christmas things and have all sorts of fun in the backfield with defensive linemen and cornerbacks. But when you are a disappointing 8-8 2 years in a row, it's a lot less fun and you get a lot less credit for being bold on fourth down.
You can run Philly special in the Super Bowl and then, you know, you have to carry a sign later that says need work.
Fire me.
we'll play
once
call
again,
for
the
food.
Yeah. The famous acronym that I love to say, the Glanville quote, Jerry Glanville, the NFL stands for not for long. And that certainly seems to be the case.
Certainly did for him.
Well, he left tickets for Elvis. How cool was Jerry Glanville? Come on.
Well, I don't know. The whole giant belt buckle thing. He was like, that was like Bum Phillips without the coaching ability.
No, he had his moments. You know what Bum says? Yeah, Bum was awesome.
Two types of coaches. Them that are getting fired and them that are fired.
Didn't Bum say he was such a good coach, he could take yours and beat his, and he could take his and beat yours?
Yeah, that's Bum Phillips, yeah.
And did I see this correctly? It gets back to our discussion about the Bears' defensive coordinator position, saying young and hungry or old and desperate. Did you hear the whispers that Wade Phillips might want to coach again?
No, he does, Dan, because he went on social media and tweeted out that he was available for hire. He was wanting to get back into it. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect fit, right? There's old and desperate right in front of you and accomplished and really good.
And the range between Wade Phillips and Jay Rogers, who has never been a defensive coordinator at the NFL level before, is exactly what you described. Yeah, young and hungry versus old and desperate, and both ends of the spectrum. Probably somewhere in the middle is the right place to be.
But look, if Tony La Russa can manage the White Sox, Wade Phillips can run my defense.
He's a good defensive mind. Yep. He's a good coordinator. He'd be great.
He Boy, would
never
be,
retired either.
No.
He never did, and he would be that outside voice I think this defense needs because of its tendency to kind of let complacency creep in.
Or you can make it, you get the best of all worlds and do a double hire and have him be executive defensive coordinator, sort of like what I think Spurrier did it years ago, where he had the like assistant coach for the defense, assistant coach for the offense, and then created a level in between head coach and coordinator, where you have somebody doing sort of the nuts and bolts and maybe the play call, and another guy who does a lot of the game planning. And you can, there's no rules that says you have to have a traditional coordinator position.
And he had a tea time. He had someone to have to organize his tea times.
Yes, he did.
Because he didn't coach as much as you'd think.
You know what that sounds like to me? That just sounds like too much booster money. When you have all these different titles, like Alabama had a director of player personnel. I'm like, you don't pay your players, and yet you have a director of player personnel title. Like, this is just too much booster money, and you have to do something with it.
And sure enough, Wade Phillips, under the Twitter handle Son of Bum, tweeted on Friday from Bunker Hill Village in Texas, "I am ready to retire from retirement! Exclamation point! I am ready and available. Let's win."
Where's Bunker Hill Village in Texas?
Ask Layla. Where's that?
I am
Layla. Yeah,
I have no idea. Sounds like the latest master planned community that I don't know about. Those Some pop giant up every retirement 3 months or
maybe,
so.
Maybe it's a football coach only retirement facility.
It's apparently in Houston.
There was an old Onion headline that was like, you know, a 45 has been voted to the Texas legislature. You know, just a gun has been.
Well, the Colt 45 jersey used to be pretty popular, you know.
I love it. Well,
I actually don't mind the Wade idea. I think Wade is more innovative than he gets credit for, and successful.
Oh, I'm being serious. I was not doing that as a joke. I think that might actually be the ideal hire, where you get a little bit of that old kind of Fangio gravity in there, and a lot of experience, a lot of success, and you just, you know, measure sort of what he wants to do on a day to day basis, and then make sure he's got assistants around that can complement his skill set. I was not kidding. I'd rather have that than Greg Williams.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, if you give him either or those guys, I think that definitely I would go with the Wade Phillips 73-year-old option over Greg Williams.
I think people would be pretty fired up if they watched a Greg Williams defense. And I think both these guys would be great hires. But I think, you know, you would be purposely hurting people, and that might really excite some Bears fans.
How do you do that, though? How do you dominate your entire press conference, postseason press conference, talking about your culture, and then hire Greg Williams?
I mean, because it's all BS. Their stuff about culture is all garbage. That's why. You know, the straight answer is that when, and it was downplayed too, because I think that in their little rooms, that they actually think they have a good culture. whatever this whole diffusion of responsibility is, like, well, I help him and I make a list for him and then he comes over here and he's in my office and we talk every day. But I don't think they have any clue what's actually happening as it trickles down to the players and the stuff where Mitchell Trubisky on his way out is like, you know, screw this. And we got a lot of things that need to be fixed as far as the culture goes. And that's completely ignored because they're separate worlds.
Ross Tucker had the best quote about it on your show earlier this morning when he goes, how can they talk about culture when their most productive player on the offense has been allowed to be a free agent for the entire year, and Allen Robinson?
Yeah, it's hard not to kind of have a chuckle at the idea that other teams don't have the Bears culture, but they also don't have 6-game losing streaks. They can't overcome adversity because they don't lose like that.
Did you see, by the way, did you see the video that Mark Potash tweeted? It was absolutely brilliant. This idea of the response to the 6-game losing streak being more significant than actually having the 6-game losing streak. And the fact, the incredible twisted irony of saying, boy, our response to all that was really wonderful. And he tweeted about a 30-second-long honeymooners bit that I had never seen before. And it's Jackie Gleason and Art Carney, Ralph and Ed. And Ralph is saying, and he said, you don't appreciate me. Remember the time at the softball game where you got hit in the head with a bat? Who drove you to the hospital? Who was with you every day? Who brought you food? Who made sure that you had everything you needed? Who looked after you? Who brought you home from the hospital? And he says, you're the guy that hit me in the head with a bat. I'd never seen it before in all these years. I'd never seen that bit, and that was it for them. Like, they deserve every last bit of lampooning that they're getting from that disaster. And you know, seeing actually not having them to deal with this weekend was great, to just actually have pure football without it being feeling like work. And what?
That's hysterical. It didn't feel like work. Thank God I'm being paid to watch this.
Well, no, seriously. After a while, it's like, ugh. And you know, because you go through your routine, and then the family leaves because they don't. You know, the lady's like, okay, Bears game, time to go, and they'll take a drive somewhere and go get coffee for 3 hours because they don't want to be around all the screaming and throwing of things. So yeah, it was nice to have everybody together because they didn't have to escape the Bears game situation.
Oh gosh, that was fun football this weekend. I mean, I just thought it was. I thought that the Brady-Breeze game was just fantastic. That was the highlight of it. It was, you know, they weren't the greatest games all the way through.
They weren't, yeah. But Saturday wasn't that great.
No, Saturday wasn't very good.
Saturday was not great. I think Sunday was better. And then they saved the best for last with Brady and Breeze. And the way that the Bucs won, they looked more explosive than the Saints. And the Saints were obviously without a couple players. But I thought that was the interesting aspect of the Bucs was that offense, they ran the ball. You know, the teams it's interesting. Green Bay versus the Buccaneers, they're there because of their quarterbacks, and everyone will make a big deal because it is the story. Their running games have been really good, and that's going to be could be the determining factor.
Bears didn't need Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Leonard Fournette looks like he has gotten better at something that I didn't think most scouts think he can get better at, and that's seeing things. Because really the criticism for Fournette for a long time has been his lack of vision. And it does, whether it's film work or whether it's just understanding things better or coaching, he looks like he doesn't just go blindly like Trent Richardson, just like aiming right into a hole that's supposed to be there, even if it's not there. You know, he's no David Montgomery in that regard, but he looks better.
I know you don't have a medical degree, Dan, but your cousin does. What happens with Mahomes? Didn't you see? I mean, I can't imagine him not playing, but my God, that was unbelievable. He looked... I mean, he looked rubber-legged. He looked like he had – I mean, I thought it was a neck, as David said, but he looked like he had broken a leg. Like, it just – like, the whole thing just kind of collapsed on him, and he fell left. That was scary looking.
Well, I was focusing on his right shoulder only because his teammate was holding him there and, like, moving his hand around underneath his pads. And it was only then that I recognized he's holding him up.
Right.
Yeah. Like the reason why he was messing around with his left hand on Mahomes' right pad was I thought, oh, wait, something's going on there. Like, he thinks it's the collarbone or he's trying to draw attention away. And no, he was feeling him starting to fall. You're right. It's a bad, but you know, what do we know about the NFL? Regardless of what it means to his immediate or long-term future, I'll put a bet down right now that he'll be in the protocol until Wednesday or Thursday, and there's no way he doesn't start and play.
You're right. That's exactly right. Cynical or not, it's going to be the truth, which is just going to deprive America of more Chad Henne. I mean, I think that what a story. Chad Henne. Did you know he was from Taylor Swift's hometown?
No.
I did not know that. Ross Tucker's too.
A lot of great songs coming out of there. Yeah.
Fascinating state.
I want to hear some Teddy Prendergast, man. I want to hear, like, Love TKO when I watch that video of I think that's a better way of thinking about it. He wasn't just knocked out. He was falling in love.
He's the quarterback who loved too much. Seriously, I was trolling my childhood friend who's been a Browns fan all his life, even though he grew up in Chicago and he's got family back in Cleveland, and he just grew up a Browns fan, and I tweeted, I said, add it to the list. You now have the Chad Henne game. Because you know how they've had the fumble and the drive and all these different things that have beaten them over the years. They're sort of football cubs, and he's trying, like, he's gone through so many different stages of football grief with this team that he texts back. He said, "This was a very positive season, and they brought us a lot of joy." And I sent him back the barfing emoji.
who was the comedian from Cleveland? Like, he did that video where he walks up toward the building and he's screaming, "You are a factory of sadness."
Drew Carey?
He's yelling at the building. No, it's like, I mean, it's hysterical.
Was Baker Mayfield living in there?
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
you are a factory of sadness.
That's it.
I'll see you Sunday.
I always think of the Fun Times in Cleveland Today tourism video.
Oh, that's my greatest favorite. That is the happiest song ever. Our
come and look at both of our buildings.
Just run by LeBron James. What is it? I mean, it's hysterical.
Who goes to Cleveland for vacation?
Oh, don't start with Joakim.
Joakim.
You like that? You like Cleveland? That's awesome. What have you today?
A lot. We're going to Layla's getting really good at, like, just figuring out headline names for segments in our pre-show meeting. So it just she has a knack for it. So
we have headline writing, guys. Headline writer over here.
Cuz we've got jealous energy followed by NFL dysfunction. Because there's a lot to discuss here with the Bears simmering behind much of it. At 10 o'clock, we're going to talk to Doug Glanville. He's part of Marquee Network's MLK Day programming today and wrote a very interesting essay for ESPN.com about how he sees his role in the game and outside the game, and it's just fascinating stuff with him. We'll talk some Bulls, we'll do the midway, and we've got Hub for a couple segments at 11.
All right, guys, have a great one.
Thank you very much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.